recorded on the 7th of September,
1987.
Medium legend.
I thought we could just shut out.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello.
Now, Mickey, come on there. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, God, I remember your mates.
Oh, yes, they're here next week, and they'll be sitting with you later on.
Yeah, well, my name, and the other fella.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, speak up.
I don't think I know them other people.
No, I don't think you've met them before, Mickey.
Can they hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you, Mickey.
You've got the wind up, have you? Yeah, sometimes some people get scared, don't they? Because, you know, they're not used to like sitting in the dark light, you know. Can you hear all right?
Yes, yeah, lovely. Thank you, Mickey. Yeah. It's good to hear you.
It's one of them things, you know. There's a lot of power here, really. Much more than perhaps you realise, because several of those people are very sensitive and a lot of power. I think they must be developing or doing something. Are they sitting in circle?
Yes.
Well, that's what it's all about then, because there's obviously, it seems to me, that several of those people must be either be in the same circle or be associated, because there's, I can tell by the environment like and the conditions like, you know, and the sort of healing power there as well. I don't know if they realise that, do they?
Yes,
we are about that.
Are you sitting for physical?
Yeah.
Because they tell me that they've been experimenting, hoping to be able to manifest, and that there has been a break and there has been a change. Have you had a change in your circle?
I have, thank you.
And they seem to think that things, I don't understand what they're on about quite, but they say they're hoping to break through. They have been doing certain things and they have been experimenting, and they just don't want you to feel that progress hasn't been made, because it has. But obviously you had some changes, and it's as if you had a, what do you call it, I don't know how to put it, but hold on. What did you say? Shut up, snorting.
What?
Slipping away.
Huh? Mickey, come along.
Five of you then?
The
five? Is the five here that sit in a group?
Yes, we do.
Are there five?
Five? No, there are more than five in the group.
Well, I don't know what they're on about, but they're talking about a circle, and they're also talking about five. I don't know why they're on about five.
There's five in the same family, Nicky. Yeah, oh, yes.
Because there's five of you that are much closer, in a sense, because of the links, you see. Yeah. But there are others, maybe, but it seems to me that you are experimenting, and I think you've had certain things happen. Hold on. And has there been some strange things happening apart from the circle then? They're talking about objects being moved. Hold on.
Now then, not that I know of, but my brother, Harry, he sits in the circle, and he's had some experiences.
Well,
he has been ill.
It's fascinating, because there's a group of people here, and in a way, although it's one circle, there is another link as well. And it's as if there's certain things happening which have been experimenting in one group, which also links up with another. Must be curious. Hold on.
Jack, are they called? Sound like Jack.
Sound like Jake.
Jake, yeah. Come along, Fred. Come along, friend.
Hold on.
Who's that, Mickey, trying to get through? Sound like Jack or Jake? Mickey.
He said to hold on, he's probably gone. Yes.
Come along, friend.
Laurie.
That's what I thought somebody said. I'm so...
Come along, dear. Who are you?
It's deaf, honey.
Speak up now. You're among friends. Come on.
Flory? Who? Maybe it was Flory.
Oh, he said Maury.
Yeah, Flory. Isn't it Flory?
Speak a little louder, friend. You're very welcome. Come along, friend. Are you well? Yes, we can hear you.
How are you, boy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Are you?
I'm very faint, aren't I?
Yeah. Try and come a little louder.
Mickey, help them.
There's a little group of people here that come to that circle that those people hold.
They're coming to you a lot, Eva.
Yes, well, we have a circle. And at Mashburn Church, we have this circle. One member is just leaving us, but we're going to have another member coming in shortly, who's not very well at the moment, but he is coming back. And Harry's not been in the circle. He keeps missing because he's not well. But we are hoping to get a good circle going towards the winter.
Who are these people coming through, dear? This Flory and those
Flory, and it, and if it is Flory, it's Auntie Flory. And it's very nice to hear you, Auntie Flory.
Yeah, but you see, with this lady, there's a group of other people all to do the same family. And there's someone here called George and another gentleman called Bill or Will. And they're all linked up together. And they obviously come to this circle.
Yes.
And there's somebody here who died in a very peculiar way. They had to have an inquest as well to make sure of the circumstances of their death, because they were found dead, you see. And it's all linked up with the same group of people, and they come to your circles.
Yes. Now then, at the moment I can't think about them, but I'll make some inquiries, and we will accept this, and we'll take notice.
And do you know who Hunt is, or Hunter?
Hunt.
There's a
Hunt, or Hunter.
Hunter is the name.
Hunter.
There's some more people pushing in. They seem to be caught up with the same group, and someone of the name of Hunter, and somebody connected with you who had a business or a shop.
Yes.
Way back when you was a girl.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right.
And it's all linked up, and they all come as a group together, and they're very interested in what you're experimenting. But you've had a sort of, I don't know how to put this without appearing rude. Have you ever had a bit of a ding-dong with someone then?
Oh, dear.
No.
Well, I don't know what this is all about.
No, can you think of it?
No.
You've
not had a row with anyone,
Aoife? No, not really.
No, well, perhaps it's not what I mean then. But somebody says it's best to let things go and let them go their own way and don't bother about it. It's as if you're not on the same wavelength.
Yes, I understand that.
And they say that for peace and quiet, and for the happiness of all concerned, people must do what they want to do and let them go in that direction and not be unduly worried.
Yes.
They want you to sort of look after yourself and not be unduly worried because there's other person or persons that are caught up or have been caught up. They have to go their own way, you know.
Yes, yes, I understand all that. And thank you very much.
And there has been an undercurrent in the past.
Yes.
And that's all cleared now.
Yes.
And you've got to get on with the work of the spirit and open up your consciousness to the things that really are important.
Yes.
And not let things that happened some while back stand in the way. Let them go and you carry on.
Yes, I'll do that. Thank you. Yes, I think that's fine.
And this lady that they found dead on the floor, they had to have an inquest because of the circumstances of her death. Hold on. She's been around you quite a lot. And there's this person related to you who had a business or shop.
Yes.
And that's way back, of course. You were probably
yes.
only a young woman then.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And your mum and dad.
Yes.
And there's also a sister. Hold on. Not your sister, I don't mean. Your mother's sister.
Yes.
And
she's
here. There's a whole group of them. And I'm trying to link them all up, you know. And it's a bit much because I've never met any of them before, like. And I have to find out, see. But they're all interested in your work and what you're doing, and you are trying to do something rather special of a spiritual or psychic nature.
Yes, that's true, yes, that's right.
But those other people, they're caught up with it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They don't have much to say for themselves, do they?
Oh, dear.
They haven't said anything now.
I don't know, it's very interesting to me. Because I think that you've got to, I don't know if you make head or tail of this, but they're talking about the seven.
Seven.
Is it your circle?
No, but I do think that our circle will end up with seven.
Well, they keep on about the ideal seven.
Yes.
And it's as if they're sorting things out.
Yes.
And you've had some sorted out, and now you're going to be reduced then to seven because they say they've been experimenting and they've got the right complement, but it's a seven.
Yes, I understand that, because some people may drop out, the sun no may drop out in the winter.
May not be their fault, but they say that it's the seventh.
Yes.
And the, oh dear, I know you're going to laugh, I can't help it. But what's all this about the wig?
The wig?
Yeah, well, you put on your head. Well, there's a lady here laughing, and she says, of course, you know, she went bald. And she says, I used to have to wear some sort of wig, she says. And, she's funny.
Oh, yes, I knew something.
And she's laughing. She says sometimes she didn't always get it on right. And she realised afterwards when she looked in the mirror.
Yes.
And she's laughing. She says, you'll remember her when I tell you about her wig and the way sometimes she didn't get it on as it might look proper, you know.
Yes.
And she said, you seem to know a lot of people here because they're all sort of crowded round and they've obviously been coming to your circle. And there's a lovely lady, she's not English when she was on Earth, because over here we're all one, but she was a French woman. And she's a lovely lady, and she was a religious character, like, you know. And she's been coming to your group for ages and helping in your circle.
Very nice.
Do your friends know much about their guides and helpers then?
No, we don't really.
Well, you've got a little group of souls here who are not necessarily related, but they're all people that are linked up with your group, trying to help you.
Yes, thank you.
Hold on, said I'll try.
It's very nice to know that, thank you very much.
Yeah, but you've got the smell. Oh dear.
Teresa.
I wanted to come and talk to you, know, but I'm not sure if you hear Maria Teresa.
We can hear you,
dear. I want to talk to you about the circle, you know. I come very often, you know. A lot of souls, so we come. We are very anxious, you know, to help you. Hello?
Hello, we can hear
Hello.
You.
Hello.
I don't know if you can hear.
Yes, we can hear you, Marie Teresa.
I hear many souls, you know. Some of them you don't know, but many people, you know, who are interested in everything. We tried very hard, you know. We want you to continue, because we are all trying, you know, very hard to help you. Winnie.
Yes.
Winnie. Fred.
I know Winnie.
Hello? There is here many people. There is a lady who come to me and ask me special if I will give her love. And she tell me her name is Winifred, but people call her Winnie.
Yes.
And she send her love to you, madame. And she bring you great joy of the heart, you know. Want you to know. And your parents, your mama, your papa,
yes.
And a lot of other people. But this lady, Winifred, she
yes.
said, will I tell you? She wished for to be remembered to you and
yes.
send her love to you. And that, you know, we come regularly whenever we can manage it, you know, to your little group to help you. Andrew is here too. He is a wonderful soul.
I want him to talk to you. He is a wonderful person, you know. Yes. He comes to bring power and love to your circle.
Oh, and yes.
Many other souls. But you don't know. Many of us you don't know yet, no? But no. We love you and want to help you. We want you to continue. Don't be worried if you lose two people in the circle a little later on. It is unfortunate, but you will be seven. It is the seven that you that will continue. It is in that group we have great hope of many things. And we want very much to talk with you in this way. But it will come if you are patient and don't lose heart. It is very difficult for you at times, huh? But you know, patience will have reward. Huh? I don't know if you hear, I am trying to speak clear. Huh?
Yes.
I love for you many people here. Moment, please.
Vayahune, Tajuna, Aitakuna.
Bless you.
Aitakuna.
Takuna.
Come, bring pleasure. Now you say, I have great pleasure in bringing message. I Takuna, I have been many times.
Yes,
I
yes.
want you know, I Takuna, I want you know, I help in group circle. I want you know, we have many things we do.
Yes,
later sir. We come much power, physical power
yes.
in group.
Yes,
continue circle, many things happen. And movements
yeah.
In the groups, and the trumpeter,
yeah.
and we move the trumpeter, huh?
Yes.
We
yeah.
move trumpeter.
Yeah.
I Takuhuna, many peoples come, one pictures me, you see one pictures me,
yeah. yes.
like I, how you say, some draw picture me, I Takuna.
Somebody's going to draw a picture of it.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Thank you very much. Bless you.
I don't think you know, but there's a big fellow who was, I suppose you'd say, a Zulu when he was on Earth, because he belonged to a tribe, and he's about 6'6", I would have thought. And when on Earth, he's a very powerful man. And he has great power for physical manifestation, I think, and also to heal the sick and suffering. And I think there's a great deal going on in your group. Some of it probably you don't realise, but there has been movement of objects, although you don't seem to remember or realise this. But the room you sit, is it the front?
Yes.
Is it in the front of an house?
Yes.
I.
It's not in the house, it's in the church where we sit.
Well, why do they keep on about the front?
Oh, yes. We used to have a circle in my own front room.
Oh, that's what he's on about then, because he's obviously been with you a long time. Because he talks
yes.
about, at one period, presumably in the front.
Yes.
But the point is this Takuna, as he calls himself, was a huge, big chap, a Zulu type of bloke.
Yes.
And he comes with tremendous energy and power. And it's obvious that he's doing a lot to help in the group. And there's also someone called White Feather who
yes.
comes to your group.
Yes.
And there's also that lady, the lady who spoke.
Yes.
Well, she was a Roman Catholic at some time, I suppose.
Yes.
I gather she was, anyway. And there's also a little boy who comes into your group from time to time. And they call him Little Teddy. Don't ask me why they call him Little Teddy, but evidently his name was Ted or Teddy. And have you been told much about the people who come and help you?
No, we haven't.
No.
We know very little about our helpers, but we are sitting. We've not been sitting very long recently.
Well, I don't understand some of the two things. I've got to get snug and beaten about the bleeding bush, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well come out with it. Do you know anything about a creaking organ?
Oh dear.
Yes.
A creaking organ.
Creaking.
Is that a one of them pedal organs or something?
sometimes we criticise the organist. It's not the organ's fault.
Well, I don't know what they're on about, but it seems to be some kind of a joke about some organ and the music.
Yeah, that would be it, either.
Yes, I think it is. Yes, and the music, and we couldn't find the music.
It seems as if there's been some sort of a lark joke.
Yes.
About the organ and the music and something, I can't get away from it, but they keep laughing and talk about creaking. I don't know why I should say creaking.
Well, you know what this, what is hell, Mickey? Come and hear our new organist.
We can't blame the organ, we think it's the organist, really. And we do joke about it.
Well, is it in his joints that creak, is it?
Well, she's a bit creaky too.
I'm only kidding. But it's funny, because why they should bring up about an organ, I don't know.
No.
Hold on. You have a lot to do with Don.
Don?
Someone's laughing. Hold on.
I knew a Donald, I can't think of...
No, got it all muddled up. It's different. What did you say, Doncaster?
Yes, where?
Doncaster.
Doncaster.
Yeah,
you come from Doncaster, then?
Yeah,
all of you?
No.
I live near Doncaster, Mickey.
But so did them other lot, didn't they?
Two of them.
Well, it's funny, because now I'm getting terribly muddled and confused. Do you have two circles?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. And one is to do with Doncaster.
No, we have two circles at Mesborough, but we two who live at Doncaster, we go to both circles.
Well, I'm getting muddled up. But they're talking about Doncaster, and they're talking about two different circles.
Yeah.
And one is more of a mental and spiritual circle, the other's more physical.
That's right.
They seem to take an interest in both.
Yeah.
But you definitely have got a separate group who, in a way, are responsible for the physical side of things.
Yes.
And the power there at times is very... I don't understand why you don't realise about the manifestation. I don't know why you don't seem to realise a lot is going on. May not perhaps be very apparent to you, but it's there.
Yes, we do realise, and
now there's a lady, go away, hold on. And she says, I have to tell you that she's Dot. And her real name was not Dot, but she was often known as Dot or Dotty. What did you say? And she's laughing, she's a case. And she's been coming to your circle too. Her real name was Dorothy, but they used to shorten it and call her Dot or Dotty.
Yes.
And she's here, and she's been regularly to your circle, and you have this little boy who keeps pushing in. Hold on, wait a moment. Shut up. Yes, and there's a young man who died very tragically. His death wasn't natural, and he was killed in an accident. And he's been coming to your circle, and he was, what did you say? I don't say you've been doing rescue work exactly, but there have been one or two bonds that have been brought to you who were earthbound,
as if
they've have been brought to you for help.
Yes, we thought that.
There's a lot of things going on. You're not sort of feeling, I don't know whether I should say some of the things, but they just want you to have complete and absolute faith in the power of the spirit that's working around and about you and with the people who come to you. I think there has been an element once or twice or late when you think, oh well, you know, you don't seem to feel you're making the kind of progress you'd like. But they say the power is there and a lot is happening. And they just want you to hold on and not lose heart.
Yes,
yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, dear. I wish you could that boy Peter that's here too. It's such a nice young fella. And I think he must have died very sudden with no warning from what I'm able to gather. And what did you say? I think he was brought to your circle. And although you may not know, he was greatly helped.
We have been conscious of someone coming to the circle, and we have sent him the mouth thoughts and tried to help him.
Have you been reading a book that was written by a clergyman?
Yes, yes, I have.
Well, there's, I don't know, there's a man here pushing in now, and apparently he was an Orthodox minister when he was on Earth.
Yes.
And he's talking about having written a book or books. Hold on.
Yes, I've only read one book, dear.
Yeah, but wait a moment.
No,
let's
I've
get...
read any.
No, let's get this sorted out. And do you know anyone called Owen?
Owen?
Vale Owen.
Yes, a writer, isn't he?
Well, this man says that his name is Vale Owen.
Yes,
and he was a clergyman,
yes,
and he wrote several books,
yes,
and he seems very interested in groups,
yes,
and
yes,
sittings, and he seems as if he's been trying to manifest, or he's one of a group who've been trying to help you in your circles.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
But would you know anything about his book or books?
I only know one about one of his books.
Well, he
so we can get them. We'll be interested in them.
He says that he...
I've got one and somebody's borrowed it, as a matter of fact.
Well, he's talking about heaven.
Yes.
And what did you say? How was he to himself? Hold on.
Islands of heaven.
The highways of heaven?
No, no, no. The highlands of heaven.
The highlands
and
of heaven.
And the lowlands of heaven.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote several books that I received by inspiration. I used to go and sit quietly, and I used to take pen to paper, or pencil rather, to paper, and it used to dash across the page, and I eventually had sufficient material to put into book form. Of course, you know, eventually, because of, well, what I had achieved and done in regard to the spiritualistic activity and interest that I had, I more or less had to leave the church, but that's neither here nor there. I was happy to do the work of the Spirit as it guided my hand, and I endeavoured to serve and to work in consequence among those of you who were interested in the deeper issues of the things of the Spirit. And I have been to your circles. I'm very interested, of course, in the opening up and the development of the psychic energy and force and realization that is inherent in all people, and each one of you here, whether you realize it or do not, are making a contribution. Each one of you are important to the whole. We depend on each one of you and the collective realization that between you, you can achieve a great deal, opening up the way of the Spirit. Don't feel desolate or disheartened. Realize that we cannot and we shall not fail you, for while you have the deep desire to serve and to be helpful to others less fortunate than yourselves, to bring the knowledge and the comfort of this great truth to your world, while you are prepared to come together in love and in harmony, to sit week in and week out, knowing that we are with you, endeavoring to serve, to help, to uplift and to guide, you cannot fail. There will be development taking place among you. Be of good faith, be of good heart, know that you cannot and you will not fail in the endeavors of the Spirit. Everyone here, known and unknown to you, and there are many unknown souls that gather round you, who give you their love and their blessings. Be of good heart, my friends. Go forward with the knowledge that the power of the Spirit will and can and shall manifest itself about you. Be of good heart, be of good cheer. Know that all is well. All our blessing is with you, my friends. Peace be unto you.
Thank you, Frank. He was a wonderful man, Emily, but he is. And he's terribly interested in helping people in their development and opening up of the eyes and the ears of the Spirit. And I think each one of you are making a contribution. And obviously it's in your circles that these things will open up and develop. But I'm surprised you haven't had more physical manifestation. Because there's obviously the powers there.
Yes. Well, now we've got some proper blackouts, and we're going to put the blackouts up so that we can see better.
Have you had trouble with your roof?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. Someone just butted in and says they've had problems with the roof, that that's sorting itself out before the winter sets in.
Yes. Oh, yes, we've got the roof done.
Have you got a sort of two... I don't understand this. What did you say? What's a refectory?
That's the kitchen.
Is it a small room you've got attached to a bigger one?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know what they're on about. They keep on about the waterworks.
Yes, that's right.
Have you had trouble with water?
Yes, on top of the roof.
They're laughing as if it's something of a joke, really. Don't know why.
We had water coming in the roof. We had to have a new kitchen roof in the church.
Well, that's what it's on about, then. They're on about the kitchen and the roof and the water and all that, and getting that all straightened out before the bad weather starts. And they say that they've been very much around you lately, and I don't want to stick my neck out, but he kind of laughed at some of the dumb things. I shut up, come on. And somebody's laughing about a dog.
Dog.
Yeah, and it's not on your side, it's this side. It's a lovely old dog. It's a bit of this and a bit of that. It's a proper Heinz, you know. It's not a thoroughbred. It's a lovely old dog. And I've seen it earlier on when you lot was here. And I saw it go up against that bloke there and rubbing up against his legs. I don't know if he knew about it.
Was that you, Paul?
Oh, I didn't notice anything.
Do you know a dog? Did you have a dog?
Yes.
Now this is it was a sort of something like a terrier type, but it was a bit of this and a bit of that, you know.
Is that right, Paul?
Oh, I can't place that one now.
No, it's all right, I'm not bothered.
Well, we've always had dogs, and I was trying to think how many dogs we've
had. How many of us
we had?
Hello.
We had a little cairn terrier.
That isn't the itch.
And we had one.
No, it's not that fellow against the wall, it's him, it's that other bloke in the middle.
Oh, yes, it's Bill.
Yes, we always had a dog, many years ago. And we had a dog from the same strain, you know.
Yeah, but it's fascinating to me, because that dog's been there ever since you lot arrived. And he seems terribly interested in rubbing himself up against you. Mm. And also... Oh, what did you say? I keep on about Tom all the time. What did you say?
Yes,
sir. You're husband and missus?
Yes.
It's you two. Hold on. Have you got an interest in a bungalow?
No.
No.
Some lady here, she said that she had a small bungalow And it was near the sea, in the seaside places on about. What did you say? Are you to do with them still? What's your name? Oh, I don't know. Some lady keeps trying to get through. Says they called her Minnie.
Minnie.
And she's, I don't know, perhaps it's not to do with you at all. I don't know. What did you say? Where did you live? She says that she had a small bungalow in Sussex by the sea. What's your other name? Hi, Minnie. What?
Well, you know, Mickey, my sister-in-law's from Sussex. She and I was talking there to Hastings, and now she's just had an aunt who's passed over about a month ago, and she had a bungalow there, but I don't know her name, and I never met the lady.
Well, this lady keeps pushing in, and I didn't know she's linked up with those two. She's drawing power, perhaps, from them, but she says they called her Min, and she had a bungalow in Sussex, and so she hasn't been here terribly long.
Well, that could be her then, Mickey. I can find out definitely because
she keeps on repeating Minnie all the time.
Yes.
And but you wouldn't know her then.
No, I know her sister, who is my brother's mother-in-law, and she's just passed over about a month ago, 3 weeks, a month ago.
Well, she keeps on telling me she seemed terribly anxious for recognition. And I'm trying to get as much as I can, but it's, you see, the whole point is when you've got a group like this and they have circles and they're sitting for development and opening up, you know, you get all sorts of people pushing in. They're not necessarily related always, of course, but they're attracted because you create an atmosphere and a lot of power and energy, and this helps. It really does. I don't know, I'm sure. I don't understand some of the things someone keeps pushing in, talking about a bicycle shop now, don't ask me why. But he said he had a shop and he sold bicycles. But if you, what have you got to do with him? Right? And what did you say?
Oh, I knew a man who died, Mickey, who was very deeply involved in spiritualism. And he had a shop and sold bicycles for well over half a century. But I've never heard a word from him for donkey's years. In fact, he was killed on his bike. Well, I think you probably don't want to butt in on it, but... Mickey, you seem to have got a whole crowd. Mickey.
Hello?
But who's that?
Bless you. Who is that speaking?
Peace be unto you, my boy. Bless you, my son.
I'm very pleased to hear from you, but who are you, friend? Can you speak up a little louder?
I'm Absalom. I am Brother Absalom.
Brother Absalom? Well, peace be with you, too. I'm very pleased to hear from you.
But I do not know if you can hear me.
Not too...
you, my son.
Not too well.
Absalom.
Absalom.
No. My name is Absalom. My father, I was a priest many years ago.
Oh, yes.
I have oftentimes been around and about when you've been together in harmony. I am Brother Absalom. I was a Catholic priest, you know, a long time ago now. I am Absalom, Brother Absalom. My peace be unto you. Carry on the work of the Spirit, my children. Know that we shall do everything in our power to be of help and to serve, to make possible the pathway before you of the Spirit. Be of good faith. We cannot and shall not fail in our endeavors to assist to open up the door of enlightenment to those who dwell in the darkness of material things. My blessing be with you. I shall come to your circles. Indeed, oft times I do, and it is indeed a joy to be of some service in that direction. Of course, I had no interest in these things as you do today when I was on your side of life. We had no knowledge, at least I had no knowledge of these things. Now I see. In those days I saw through glass darkly, but now I see with the clarity of vision. And you, my children, are learning to see with the same clarity while yet encased in flesh, yet you see with the eyes of the Spirit. Be of good faith, my friends. Go forward in strength together in love and in harmony. We shall endeavor at all times to do and do that which we can do, that you might see and know indeed more of these things. Open up the eyes of the Spirit and the ears of the Spirit, and the manifestation of the Spirit shall take place among you. We shall speak unto you in the time that is yet to be. Carry on, children, with the experiments. Do not lose faith. Do not lose heart. We shall overcome whatever difficulties and problems there may be. Be of good faith, my children. My peace and love be with you.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Who was that? Does anyone know of him?
No, I don't know of him. Brother
Absalom.
Absalom, wasn't it? I couldn't quite hear him.
Absalom.
Come and see those circles that they have in that church.
Oh, well, that's good, Mickey.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Watson, do you draw? Are you sketching?
Yes, I do.
You've been doing some interesting things. You've been sketching, haven't you?
I haven't been sketching lately.
No, but you have done.
Oh, yes, yes.
And did you do some psychic set drawings? They seem very anxious.
Only one.
They seem very anxious that you should take pen and paper, or pencil and paper, or whatever. They said they want to work through you in various ways, and they're talking about doing psychic drawings, but you say you have done one.
Yes, a long time ago.
Have you never thought of doing it then again, or what?
No, no.
Got round off, did you?
No, I don't really understand, you know, I don't know.
Do what?
I don't know why I haven't haven't bothered since. I've got the time, but
not the inclination.
Not the inclination.
Pity.
You better stay out of my way, dear.
Mm.
I know so much goes on around here. Bit confusing. A lot of these people aren't there now. Pushing in. Dear, dear. How are you, Jink?
I'm all right, sir.
What?
That's me.
What's it called, a Jink for?
Jink for, God knows. I've come to see you, and I'm so pleased you turned up, Mickey.
Quite frankly.
I hope you've been behaving yourself over there.
Well, it'd be stupid if I didn't, wouldn't it? And I've got no inclination not to be decent, and I, you know. In any case, you see, I come back like I was, like, more or less, like, when I kicked the bucket, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a long time ago. And when I come back, I sort of automatically take on the old self temporarily, like. But when I'm away from the earth and its vibrations and all the thought power and that, it's different altogether. You see, it's one of them things. I mean, people do return to earth, obviously, and try to make contact. But then they enter into the old earth vibrations, like, to some extent, they're affected by past memories and past things and past conditions. And they enter temporarily, you might say, into the old way of thinking and being. It's only because they're affected temporarily by the earth vibration. And this is what it's all about. I mean, when we get away from your earth and vibration light, we enter into a different vibration, which is now our own habit light, whatever you call it. You know, it's different. You know, I think that those people you brought here, like, if they persevere with their sittings, things are certainly going to open up. But they have to sort of expect that there will be times when they're a bit down, like, because a lot of things are going on behind the scenes which they don't realise, you know.
Yeah.
Of
course, if there's anything you want to ask me, like, if I can do anything, like, to help, like, I will.
Oh, well, that's very
good. Don't all shout at once.
Oh, dear.
Funny, you ask me when I'm not sure.
I hope you're going to be able to work something out on the other side for Leslie when he makes his change.
He'll be all right. We'll keep an eye on him. We won't let him down. He knows that. He ought to know better than have doubts and fears at his age. After all, we've done for him for over half a century or something. But you know, mediums are funny people, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you had to put up with whatever clay you get hold of and mould it to the best of your abilities.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right as far as mediums are concerned. I could have done worse for myself, couldn't I?
Oh, yes, I could.
You can't help laughing, but you know, I can't help it. But he's a bit of a case, you know. But I could have, I mean, he's all right.
Mm.
I mean, he's a bit sort of, well, I wouldn't say he's on a high spiritual level, but there you are. You have to do the best you can with what you got, don't you? There's nothing radically wrong with him or nothing like that. He's all right. But then again, I wouldn't want one of them holier than thou, like, you know. I've heard some of them, they give you the willies.
Yeah.
Well, I've been to places, you know. You kind of laughing, I suppose I shouldn't say, should I? But I went once to some place, and there was some woman on the platform. Oh, God love her, she gave me the pip. You know, she's all dolled up with a big drapery thing and that she was. Holding up her hands, you know, and oh, blimey. I mean, I suppose she was all right, really, but I think she was putting on a bit.
Good job. You must have been in the SAGB then.
Oh, I know that place, but
oh, yes,
well, I have been there from time to time.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of nice people. Some
oh, there is. Very nice.
And they're not all lousy, are they?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
It takes all kinds, doesn't it?
Oh, sure.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Your mate's quiet, he doesn't say much, does he?
Oh, this one here, Victor here.
Oh, how are you, Cole?
I'm all right, thanks, how are you?
I'm all right. You're a bit of a case, you are. You're much more psychic than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah.
Why don't you give out more?
Give out more? Probably circumstances don't let me at the moment.
Do what?
Circumstances prevail me at the moment, I'm afraid.
Well, nevertheless, I don't know whether you realise yourself, but you get a lot of things within yourself. You can call it intuition if you like, but you get a lot of feel things inside, you know. And I think if you were to give out when you do get these impressions or whatever you like to call them, you'd be surprised. But I think you've got something holding you up, and it's a circumstance condition of which you can't eradicate very well, and you have to sort of make the best of things. I wouldn't say a bad job, but it's as if you've got, I don't know whether I should say some of these things, but someone tells me that the situation is not going to continue. I don't know, it's as if there's a breaking away or a change. Are you hoping or contemplating?
Yeah, it's all true what you said, Mickey. There is a change at the moment, I'm afraid.
Look, love, things aren't as bad as you might think. I'm not saying they're that bad exactly, but it's as if there is some influence at times around you which isn't as helpful as it could be or should be. And there is change in the not far distant future. And I think you'll feel more happy within yourself and you'll make more headway. But there is some reorganisation that has to take place.
Yeah, I do know about Mickey, yeah.
Do what?
I do know about Mickey, yes, thanks.
You're not unhappy, are you?
No, not really. No, I'm okay. I'm quite a happy person at all times, really.
Yeah, but I don't know. I sort of feel that whatever it is, from what they're telling me, the present, the circumstances have to change, and they will, but you can't force issues.
No, that's true, yeah.
Your other mate over there, he is a quiet one, isn't he?
Oh, Paul. Oh, he is quiet, man.
How are you, Paula?
I'm all right, thanks.
Paula? His name's Paul. Paul.
Could you give me some advice, please?
Depends on what it is you want.
Well, it's to do with spiritual or psychic development. The circles I joined tend to break up. They finish after a time.
Oh, that's common, ain't it?
Yeah.
What do you want then? You want to find another circle?
Well, I'd like guidance as to what the best way of development is for me, please.
Well, I don't know. I wish I knew how to answer your question. You see, I know it's human nature to be hurt or disappointed or disillusioned, and you start off full of enthusiasm and anxious to do the right thing, and anxious in your case perhaps to be a service and comfort and help people and open up your consciousness like, to the things of the spirit. And somehow you get so far and you're up against a bleeding brick wall, mate. But they tell me that this is something that has not, although you may feel it's been a wasted effort, it hasn't really. And although you've had a few knocks, they haven't really done you any real harm. And I think, from what they're telling me, that the door will be open, but at the moment you've just got to, well, make the best of whatever the situation is. But they seem to think that they are going to get you in the right circumstance whereby you will be able to forge ahead and make progress, but it's not immediate.
I see.
Have you found then that the circles you get caught up with, they collapse and people don't hit it off, or what?
That's happened twice, yes. Twice in the same place, in the same church.
Well, I don't want to break my neck on it, but not that I could, I'm dead anyway. But the point is that they just want you to have faith. And evidently they are impressing you and trying to help you, and you do get things within yourself, but, and at times, no doubt, you have doubts and all the rest on it, but I think you will be placed in the right environment and the right group eventually, although you have recently come up against somebody. Hold on. Have you made a friendship?
Yes.
Recently?
Not recently, no.
Well, I don't know what they're on about then. They're talking about a companionship or a friendship that will blossom and open up, and it will mean a great blessing and a great joy. It's as if you have yet to... I don't know. I don't want to push my luck with you. They tell me things are on the change. We don't see it, but there will be some changes which will surprise you. And it's as if you'll be encouraged and helped by an individual who perhaps at the moment you're not, well, not aware of, possibly.
Yes, I don't think I am at the moment.
Sure.
I don't think I am aware of anybody like that at the present time.
Well, what are you doing now? It's... as the gypsy would say, it's on the cards. You're a bit of a case, you are, ain't you, Paulie?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Do what?
I suppose so.
Why don't they get in shoes with you?
Pardon?
Shoes.
Yeah, they don't fit very well.
Don't know whether you're having trouble with your feet, Colt.
I think my shoes are too big. That's the only problem.
No, I don't know why they're laughing. There's some joke about this. Someone's saying it's not a matter of your hat not fitting, it's your shoes not fitting.
That's right.
I don't know why they should say that. Do you have trouble with your feet then, or what?
No, not usually.
What is it, the shoes?
Yes.
Ask me something intelligent. See if I can help you. What should we talk about, Colt?
Can you tell me if my mum is there?
If what?
If my mother is there, please.
Well, she hasn't put in an appearance, and I've been no indication. Hold on. Someone pushing in. What did you say? Lou, who's Lou? Hey, did you say Lou? I don't know. There's a man here. Says his name is Lewis. No. Yeah, but does anybody know?
I've got an Uncle Lou in spirit, Mickey.
Well, I don't know. There's a man here says he's Lou, Lewis. And he sends in his love and his blessings and his... They said they called him Lou for short, but his name was Lewis. Louis. What did you say? Oh, God love us. And there's also someone here called Ginny, too. Jane. Ginny. I keep getting all these people, but they're not necessarily all the people you know. And that's a bind, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
But that Lou sends love and blessings. And that man wanted to know if his mum was here. Is she with him?
Can you get that young man's mother if she's there? Mickey?
Mickey? The piano. And the piano.
piano?
The music, the piano, the lady, and the piano and music.
The lady and the piano and music. Is that linked with you, Paul?
No.
I don't want to butt in again, but I think I know that connection is.
I think it was two different people there trying to come through, Leslie, from what I could hear.
Do what?
It sounded like there was two different people.
Yeah, there was. But the lady with the piano, I could well be it, but then I guess it applied to a lot of people. But I had a very dear friend who was a brilliant musician, pianist. Mickey?
I said the power.
Oh, no. Mickey? I mustn't. Mickey?
Well, thank you for coming, Mickey.
Yeah, I know, but it's been a bit one of them days in a way, but I've enjoyed it, but I'd like to do more, obviously, but perhaps another time, who knows, but I hope your circles go on all right, because there's a lot of love and power all round, you know. But I hope, perhaps who knows, but it's one of them things, isn't it? Cheer up, Paul. I said cheer up.
Thank you, yes.
Don't get down in the dumps. I have to go now. Bye-bye. Oh,
bye-bye. God bless you.
Take care. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
No, we won't.
You're going to be laughing because I've got no problems here. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.